Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a decline in international student enrollment.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. From Bowling Green to Youngstown State, universities across Ohio saw an uptick in enrollment this semester. But one demographic was noticeably left out of the trend: international students. In fact, despite overall gains, international student enrollment at most public Ohio universities dropped. Here to explain the trend is Zach Carrion, education reporter with Ohio Newsroom member station WVXU in Cincinnati. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Erin.
So for years now, we've been hearing reports of college enrollment declining in Ohio amidst this so-called demographic cliff. What's changed? Why are so many schools now seeing increases in enrollment?
We're seeing a lot of colleges here in Ohio invest in certain programs like expanding business opportunities, business programs, and also adding degrees in AI and STEM to kind of attract more students. But they're also doing things like adding in-state tuition rates for students in nearby states or giving students who meet a certain GPA threshold automatic admission to regional campuses. But that demographic cliff is still hanging over their head, and certainly there are still questions about the value of a college education.
Okay, interesting. And one demographic that is not enrolling as much in Ohio universities is international students. How much has international student enrollment dropped at Ohio colleges?
Well, it's dropped majorly in 1 year across the board. If you look at schools like Bowling Green State University and Cleveland State, they saw about a 30% drop in their international student populations. That's a pretty big chunk, but they do have smaller international student populations. I think where we're seeing the biggest hits are at Ohio State and UC. They have the largest international student populations. And if you look at Ohio State, they saw a 37% decline in first-year international students this past year. And at UC, they had a sharp decline in international graduate students, actually losing 700 this year. And most of those students are coming from India and China and going into areas of study like engineering, information technology, and the sciences. So it's having a major impact on those areas of study.
Wow. Okay. So what's behind those declines?
There was a drop in international student enrollment during COVID, but since then, schools have rebounded with international students. Now we're seeing a change in policy under the Trump administration. So there was a pause in visa interviews earlier this year, which made it harder for people to finish completing their visa applications in the time. So advocates for immigrants say these kinds of policies created unnecessary hurdles for a lot of people. And certainly, you know, you hear the conversations around immigration that have been happening this year. And of course, we see with ICE raids and immigration enforcement, you can come to the United States, but there could be an issue with paperwork. And then who knows what happens after that? So why risk it?
Yeah. Well, international students generally pay more in tuition than, you know, in-state Ohio students. What does this decline in international student enrollment mean for Ohio colleges' bottom line?
You know, oftentimes international students and out-of-state students subsidize the tuition of in-state students because they're paying, in some cases, almost double. But really, you're going to see the impact on the local economy. These international students will stay here and work in the region, work at local companies, and start their own businesses. So it's going to hurt the universities financially, but also could have an impact on the region as a whole financially.
Okay, Zach Carrion with Ohio Newsroom member station WVXU. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.